Now to some more mainstream Hollywood fare, The Hulk. The new movie, based on a Marvel Comics character who's a sort of muscle-bound green id run amok, has been getting mixed reviews from the nation's critics. Bob Mondello felt more affirmative than most.
I didn't have many expectations when I went to see The Hulk. I may have read the comic book at some point decades ago, but it didn't stick with me, and I never saw the TV show based on it. So when director Ang Lee starts the film with a collage of 1960s scientific experiments and makes things a trifle obscure thereafter, I was sort of pleasantly surprised. The film was making me fill in the blanks, making me work, and summer blockbusters, especially ones based on comic books, don't usually do that. Not that it was making me work hard. The plot, after all, is about a guy who, when he lets himself get angry, turns into a raging green giant who can crush tanks and leap over mountains. Oedipus, this isn't, though it does have an Oedipal overtone or two when the Hulk's dad shows up unexpectedly after having supposedly been dead for decades.
He is my father. He wanted me to change. He wanted me to change into that mindless Hulk. Why would he want that?
Not a question for the ages exactly, but enough to hang a plot thread on, along with dialogue about recovered memory, childhood abuse, and the dangers of bottling up your emotions. All that subtext makes the film pretty talky in the early going. There's about an hour of character setup before the special effects kick in, but frankly, if you give me a choice between dialogue and this, I'll generally take dialogue. There have been complaints, actually, that these special effects sequences don't look real enough. Like, what, the green giants you meet on the street are so different? I mean, I'm not making great claims for this movie. It's a monster flick, and a sort of derivative one at that. But I've seen comic book formulas worked out often enough in summer movies to be glad that a director as smart as Ang Lee would at least try an unconventional approach. Does the Hulk deliver as many kinetic thrills as, say, Spider-Man? No, but it does play inventively with split-screen images that mimic comic book panels, and it gives Nick Nolte the shaggiest, growliest part he's had in a while, and it saves a couple of crucial plot points for the final hour, so there's a reason, besides special effects, to keep watching. Granted, none of this is likely to make the film appeal very much to the summer action crowd, and it's hard to imagine anyone else deciding to show up, something the film's producers come dangerously close to acknowledging in their advertising. You won't like me when I'm angry, the Hulk keeps saying in the film's TV spots. And really, if not then, when? I'm Bob Mondello.